This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing. Campaigning for this phase will end tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories. In Rajasthan, 13 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls in this phase. BJP, Congress and independent candidates have put their all efforts into the election campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Uniyara of Tong Sawai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency today. Many other leaders of the BJP and the Congress will also campaign for the party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will address three public meetings in various Lok Sabha constituencies of Chhattisgarh. Today he will address election rallies in Shakti in Jhansgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency and Dhamtari of Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. Tomorrow he will hold a public meeting in Ambikapur of Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address an election campaign meeting in favour of the BJP candidate Anup Dhotre in Akola this afternoon. The Congress has fielded Dr. Abhay Patil. Former MP from Akola advocate Prakash Ambedkar, who is heading the Vanchit Bahujan Aghari, is also contesting in this constituency. A total of 17 candidates are in the fray. The polling for the seat will be done on the 26th of this month. Senior party leader Shah will also address a rally in favour of BJP candidate from Amravati constituency tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. She will grace the convocation ceremony at the prestigious All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS, Rishikesh, as the chief guest. Amidst the itinerary, there are plans for a rendezvous with the representatives of Paramarth Ashram in Rishikesh and a serene attendance of the Ganga Aarti in the evening. Tomorrow, she will preside as the chief guest at the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers at FRI in Dehradun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished people on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered Lord Hanuman and said that the dedication of the Pavan Putra will always remain an inspiration for all the devotees of Ram. He wished that with the Lord's blessings, the resolution of a developed India will get new energy. In Taiwan, a cluster of earthquakes struck the eastern parts of the country last night. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the strongest registered to a 6.1 magnitude on the Richter scale. The epicenter of the earthquake was located at 28 kilometers south of the city of Hualien at a depth of 10.7 kilometers. The half dozen other tremors range from magnitude 4.5 to magnitude 6, all near Hualien. There was no immediate information of any damage or casualties. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 4 days and expand to more parts of the region from tomorrow. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions is likely to prevail in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over interior Karnataka, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The maximum temperatures were in the range of 42 to 45 degrees Celsius over most parts of Odisha, Rayalaseema, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. On the other hand, the weather office has forecast heavy rainfall over Northeast India till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. In judo, India's Tulika Mann has advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Judo Championship 2024 in Hong Kong yesterday. The Indian judoka outplayed the number one seeded and the reigning Asia champion Kim Ha-yoon of South Korea in the women's 78-kilogram quarterfinal. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.